This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. And welcome again to Between the Keys. My name is Jed Distler. I am the artist in residence for the Classical Network. When it comes to modern day piano playing and the combination of virtuosity and poetry at the highest levels, we all seem to be branches of a big tree, and the root of that tree is none other than Franz Liszt. When you hear Liszt's music, it's almost like the piano is taking over the space that it's in. Listen, for example, to his first two transcendental etudes, and you'll get a sense of what I mean, especially in the hands of a pianist who fused both musicality and an intense physical pianistic presence. This is Lazar Berman. The first two of Franz Liszt's Transcendental Etudes, recorded in 1959, the pianist was Lazar Berman. Some years ago, I heard the pianist Cyprian Katsaris perform an extraordinary all-Liszt recital, and he launched into a piece that sounded familiar, but I did not recognize it at first, and it turned out to be the Seventh Hungarian Rhapsody. It's not one of the Liszt Hungarian Rhapsodies that's played very often in concert, yet it's a work that is both freewheeling and very highly compact. Let's check it out. Hungarian Rhapsody No. 7 by Franz Liszt, performed by Cyprian Katsaris. In Liszt's Paganini Etudes, he recasts the Paganini original violin writing purely in pianistic terms, and he really does so brilliantly, as we are going to hear now in the second etude. This is a recording I'm going to play for you made in 1928 by the 25-year-old Claudio Arrau. And I think this performance is so inherently musical that you almost forget the extraordinary technique behind it. Claudio Arrau playing Liszt.
Thank you.
That was the second of Franz Liszt's Paganini Etudes with pianist Claudio Arrau. That's a recording from 1928. Liszt's cycle of piano pieces called Années de Pèlerinage, Years of Pilgrimage, contains works inspired by travel, by literature and religious themes, and by nature. One of the collection's best-known pieces is called Au bord d'une source, which means besides a spring. And here's a performance I find very interesting. It's on the fast side, and I think it doesn't quite suggest a bucolic watering hole, as more of a cold shower. The pianist is Jeffrey Swan. Pianist Jeffrey Swan playing music of Liszt, Au bord d'une source. And if you've heard this piece before, maybe you were a little surprised by Jeffrey Swan's rather headlong approach, so to speak. But why don't we hear the same piece with Vladimir Horowitz?
Thank you.
Music of Franz Liszt, Au Bord d'une Source, with Vladimir Horowitz, recorded live at Carnegie Hall in 1968. This is closer to what you might expect in a performance of this piece. It has more breadth and lyricism in Horowitz's hands. Yet, I still like Geoffrey Swan's faster and rather businesslike conception. I think it's interesting comparing two very different versions. Here's an etude by Liszt titled Ab Irato. I have a recording here by a pianist named France Clida. She made an extensive series of recordings of Liszt's music in the 60s and 70s. This is Ab Irato. Concert etude titled Ab Irato by Franz Liszt. The pianist was Franz Clida. Turning to Liszt's lyrical side, here's a work that originated as a song, and then Liszt reworked it as a solo piano piece. It's called Romance Oubliée, Forgotten Romance. I have a very beautiful performance for you here by Joel Hastings, who passed away very unexpectedly in 2016 at a young age. It was really quite a shock for those of us who knew him. But this is from a release that's part of the Naxos label's ongoing cycle that will eventually encompass all of Liszt's solo piano music. Here's Joel Hastings. The Romance Oubliée, Forgotten Romance, by Franz Liszt. The pianist was Joel Hastings. And I would like to remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys, and this episode is entirely given over to the music of Franz Liszt. I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. In his series of pieces titled Soirée de Vienne, Viennese Nights, Franz Liszt took various dances by Franz Schubert, and Liszt elaborated on these dances. He combined them, he would add filigree, he'd flesh out the textures and mess up the harmonies very beautifully, I might add. Probably the best known of this series is the Soirée de Vienne No. 6, and we're going to hear a recording by a pianist who studied with Liszt. This is Moritz Rosenthal. He was born in 1862, he died in 1946, and this recording is from 1936. You will hear Rosenthal's relaxed way with the idiom and his gorgeous tonal control. Well, look, I'm talking too much. Let's just play the recording. The Soirée de Vienne, No. 6 by Franz Liszt, based on Dances by Franz Schubert. That was the pianist Moritz Rosenthal. He was a student of Liszt in a 1936 recording. Liszt wrote several works based on the opening chorus of J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 12 called Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Sagen. One of these pieces is a large-scale set of variations, and the other one, which we are going to hear right now, is considerably shorter, yet it uses Bach's fantastic chromatic harmony as a jumping-off point. This is a fairly recent recording by Massimo Giuseppe Bianchi for the Decca label. We just heard Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Sagen, music of Franz Liszt inspired by J.S. Bach. The pianist was Massimo Giuseppe Bianchi, who is a very dear friend of mine, and we actually performed together on two pianos. I am very lucky to have him as a colleague and collaborator and friend. Going back to Liszt's 12 Transcendental Etudes, we're going to hear number 10 in F minor from another recent Liszt recording. This is a pianist who I think is really highly gifted and versatile. This is Kirill Gerstin.
Thank you.
That was Franz Liszt's Transcendental Etude No. 10 in F minor with pianist Kirill Gerstein. I remember when Lang Lang made his Carnegie Hall recital debut back in 2003, and one of his encores was Liszt's Liebestraum No. 3. It's a piece that's really played to death, and when Lang Lang launched into it, at first I thought, oh my god, why is he playing this? Oy, 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 not again. Yet he played it so beautifully and with so much heart, and I was really, really moved, and here's the recording from that concert to prove it.
Thank you.
That was the famous Liebestrom No. 3 from Lang Lang's Carnegie Hall recital debut. George Chifre, live in Tokyo in 1964, playing Franz Liszt's Grand Galop Chromatique. I have to say that recording is one of my guilty pleasures, and it brings this all Franz Liszt episode to a close. You've been listening to Between the Keys here on the Classical Network, and my name is Jet Distler. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.